Here come Bellinese out to the left-hand side, 1-0 up, looking to try and double their lead before the final whistle, which is now only 3 minutes away. Cem Karajan closing the ball down quickly. Out on this left-hand side, the ball goes. Bellinese still in possession of it, but Adam Lafondre comes back into his own half, picks the ball up, and then tries to beat the defender, still in his own half. The defender, unfortunately, for the former Rotherham player, loses it. McEnough is clever. McEnough spotted the weakness from the defender and pounced on the loose touch. Now he rolls the ball back in for Hope Akpan. Left-hand side, and Adam Lafondre is pretty distressed, judging by his body language, that the ball never reached him. It is a corner to Reading, though, and a dramatic late equaliser is not out of the question.
Well, hopefully, set play can win your games, can save your games. And I think it's McEnough that's gone over there to whip it in, right-footed, in-swinging.
Here's the Reading corner from McEnough. From the left-hand side, loops it up towards Pierce. Pierce heads it back towards the far post. Gortz was arriving, so too a couple of other Reading players. It's out to McEnough again on the left-hand side. McEnough teasing the defenders, hits the byline. His cross takes a big deflection. Pierce heads it in towards the far post. Cleared off the line by the Portuguese, and now they'll have more time to clear out of their penalty box. Again, as close as Reading have come for all the effort, the goalkeeper for Bellinese, he hasn't had to do too much work there. He was really struggling to keep Alex Pearce's header out.
Yeah, great header by Alex Pearce, cleared off the line by a defender, but great ball in by McEnough, who for me has been Reading's best player in the second half.
McEnough against Lafondre, and Lafondre scores an equaliser from the top of the penalty box. The keeper couldn't parry it away, and with 3 minutes remaining here, it's Bellinese 1, Reading 1. It's Adam Lafondre again, back to his goal scoring habit.
Well, that's he just does it better than anybody else. The ball came to him really quickly at the edge of the box. He's had one touch, and his second touch, he speared the ball. I think the keeper should have done a little bit better. He got a good, strong hand on it. But the keeper couldn't keep the ball out, and that's what he does best, Adam Lafondre.
And in a week where we've been talking about the spirit of sports a lot, particularly I'm thinking about Stuart Broad in the Test match last week, what a lovely moment. The Reading fans quite rightly celebrating their team's goal, and all the Portuguese fans stood up. They've been pretty keen in their support for their team, turned around and applauded the Reading fans. I thought that was a lovely moment, and very nice from the Portuguese.